Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report, my colleagues, Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. In the news, of course, is the conversation about the near tragedy in Butler, Pennsylvania, leading to the death of one brave man and the wounding of two other citizens, including the wounding of the presidential candidate, Donald Trump. The FBI and the Secret Service are all now using the word assassination as attempted assassination. So I ask my colleagues to comment on assassinations and attempted assassinations in their experience in the countries of the Americas. The most infamous assassination that led to catastrophe, of course, is what happened in Sarajevo in 1914, leading to the First War and the Second War, and the tearing apart of 20th century Europe and changing the course of history. That is notable. Another assassination that was successful, although not called an assassination, death in combat, was the death of Salvador Allende in 1973, because he was leading the resistance to what appeared to be a coup directed against the Chilean palace in Santiago. His death is still a major talking point in Chile. I know this because the new president, Gabriel Boric, introduced visitors to the palace in a room where you could see a life-size portrait of Salvador Allende on the wall. So those are two instances that changed history, first of Europe and then of Chile. Ernesto, I come to you because Mr. Bolsonaro, always in the news, a man who served as foreign minister, was very much the target of an assassination in his first campaign for the presidency. I do not know too many of the details other than that he was stabbed and that it was very painful, and he recovered and continued to be successful as a campaign. Did it change his thinking? Did it change Brazil's thinking in your measure these many years later? Good evening, Ernesto.
Yes, John, it changed everything in the 2018 campaign in Brazil, and you can argue that it changed everything ever since. Jair Bolsonaro was in the middle of his campaign. He was polling very well in the polls, but it was not assured that he would win. And the assassination catapulted him into a much easier victory than would be expected before. This, of course, led to his opponents arguing, oh, this was a hoax. His campaign organized this so that he would win the election, which is totally absurd because dozens of people, if not hundreds of people, saw him stabbed and saw him bleeding and saw the knife and the attacker and all. So it would be impossible to make a hoax out of this. Politically, this of course has this it transformed him into a myth. I mean, it's elevated him into a different terrain from the one of his opponents, right? Before, he was just a popular politician. Then he became really a hero. So when you start, when you attain that level, things change. Reaction of people change. It becomes much more emotional. It becomes much more attached to deep feelings and not only to rationality. And I think that's what is still there. I mean, you see that Bolsonaro is still a hero, is still a mythical figure, much more than just a politician. People don't follow him in the hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands in everything he does now in rallies because of what he says, because of his ability and his speeches. No, they follow him because he's a heroic figure. He's a mythical figure. And that's basically not all, but in a large extent because of surviving the assassination attempt. It also, I think it always has this function of sanctifying the victim in a way, or at least changing the, let's say, the ontological plane where this politician operates. So a lot of people are taking the comparison with what happened now with former President Trump. And I think that's valid because there are lots of similarities between them.
Yes, I saw that Mr. Bolsonaro had sent a cheerful message to Mr. Trump, something like, see you at the inauguration. So clearly the two have a casual relationship in which they exchange thoughts. Is that accurate?
I think it is. I think they maintained a very good relationship, very strong mutual admiration, which was the cornerstone, basically, of the very strong alliance we were building between Brazil and the U.S., which is now gone. But when Bolsonaro means see you in the inauguration, I think he meant some ambiguity there. Okay, it can be Trump's inauguration, but it can also be hypothetical Bolsonaro's inauguration in 2026 if he is allowed to run.
And Joseph, you are in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for a very important series of events to do with the mass murder in 1994 of the Jewish Center and other attacks, I believe, on the Jewish embassy, the Israeli embassy, as well as the unexplained and unsolved matter of the prosecutor, Mr. Niesman's death in 2015. However, I want to turn on an immediate story for Argentina and ask your thoughts about how it affects the politics now and in the past. This is Cristina Kirchner, the vice president in the previous administration, and several administrations ago, she was, with her husband, a very powerful figure in the presidency, and she became president. Her attempted assassination in the beginning of 2023, is your measure of change politics in a direction for Mr. Milei, who is anything but a violent character, a very colorful, outspoken intellectual man? Did the Kirchner miss? I believe the young man was said to be from Brazil, and the pistol didn't fire. Did that change things, Joseph? Good evening to you.
No, John. That incident that happened, there was basically a deranged individual that tried to shoot a gun in front of Cristina Kirchner as she was leaving her vehicle. But apparently the gun misfired, so like nothing came, no bullet came out. That was met with a lot of skepticism. From anything that I've heard from the authorities here in Argentina, it was a real attempt, but it didn't work. People really didn't essentially assign any credibility to Cristina Kirchner's the threat, because she had already lost a lot of her legitimacy. She's convicted of corruption. She had a bunch of other issues related to her mandate when she was president. And she was kind of on a downslope. But on a broader picture, John, as you mentioned, you talk about assassinations. And I think I was just in Brazil, and I think I felt this, I sensed this in Brazil. You know, we talked about this before, but I was in Ecuador. And I think there's a direct line that you could draw from the normalization of political violence to targeted assassinations. In the case of Latin America, you could begin this with lawfare. The lawfare is already happening, right? It's happening to President Bolsonaro. It's happening to President Uribe in Colombia. It's happening to all kinds of political figures in Latin America, mostly conducted by the left in Latin America. The left in Latin America is engaged in lawfare against their political opponents. But when you open Pandora's box, when you engage in that level of political warfare using lawfare, you open up the opportunity for these kind of deranged individuals to try to justify their actions by carrying out assassinations. This happened also most recently in Ecuador. We talked about it on the show with Fernando Villavicencio, who was also a presidential contender in the Ecuadorian elections last year. And close to a year ago today, in August of 2023, he was assassinated as he was leaving a public rally in Quito, Ecuador. You know, I said it back then, which is essentially that this lawfare that's happening in Latin America, what's creeping into the United States, if this continues and nothing is done about it, it's going to lead to assassination attempts against high-ranking political figures. And obviously, the one that's most at risk is President Trump. So this is, to me, was something that was should have been expected. This is something that the United States needs to be prepared for. And unfortunately, this is something that's becoming way too normal in Latin America. We've had assassinations of prosecutors, political opponents, former presidents, attempts, or actually they actually successfully killed these folks. So I'm very concerned about the security of Latin America and that insecurity then migrating itself into the United States.
And a very good point, Ernesto, is Mr. Bolsonaro is the subject of a lot of prosecutions, threatened prosecutions, allegations, goes on and on, a long list. I've lost count. There's even now news of allegations against his son, Mr. Bolsonaro's son. Is he at risk for a political assassination again? Does he live in some secure fashion? Does he have bodyguards, to your knowledge, Ernesto?
Oh, he has very light security. That's his way. During the presidency, he hated that, but he had more people around him. But the same way, he exposed himself a lot. He was basically daily exposed if some crazy person wanted to kill him. And even more now, I think, like in the U.S., former presidents have the right to some security, but very, very light one. So, and so he's almost every day in those public appearances, rallies, demonstrations. So, yes, he's at risk, and people are talking a lot about that since Saturday. At the same time, yeah, he was and he is a victim of lawfare the whole time. Basically, I think because his opponents want to bring him down from that level of a mythical figure and to turn him into just a common person, so that his supporters would start to leave him and he would lose the aura, right? He would lose the aura, but they can't do that. They can't do that, and they try and they try. So now there's this probe into Bolsonaro allegedly asking the federal police not to investigate his son, which I don't know if that's true or not. But I don't think this will stick to his figure. I think he's there in this different level for good.
I'm speaking of the topic of assassination in politics. Either a state actor, very rare, or the gang that prosecutes their one idea of why this man or woman must be assassinated. We never remember the motive of the shooters or the stabbers, but we do remember clearly how history changes afterwards. We're going to go now to Joseph Umar in Buenos Aires for this very important moment, 18 July 1994, and the AMIA bombing, and what is to be done. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister, Republic of Brazil. Joseph Umar, Executive Director, Secure Free Society. The New World Report. I'm John Batten.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.